18th Perek, first Mishnah of Kalim. Kli eitz, wooden kalim that are very large and not made to be moved around, are not makabel tuma. So this Perek is discussing those kalim. Hashida, some chest, v'shamayim mendodim bibifnim, v'shamayim mendodim bibachutz. If it's more than 40 saw, then it's not makabel tuma. Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Beishamay says, you moved it from the inside. And Basil says you moid it from the, you count, you measure it from the outside. They both agree that the area where the legs are or the rims are that are jutting out of it on the top are not counted. In other words, you go by the kli itself, but the question is, you go by the size of the receptacle or the size of the entire outside of the kli. They hold that the legs themselves are counted within this. They get to the measure of 40 saw. Well, v'nei mein an imdad, but that which is the airspace between the legs is not counted. Shem shazuri ayimim ha'yiraglayim kevoyes tefach ein b'nei nimdad v'mlab b'nei nimdad. Shem shazuri says, he's even more lenient. He says if the legs were more than one tefach long, then we don't count the airspace between them. If they're less than one tefach, then we even count the airspace between the legs.